Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, folks, we're back. And what we mentioned last hour about the startup, this thing that they're doing, Bill Gates is funding and with billions of dollars to virtually try to control the weather. They want to cut down with the amount of sunlight that goes through the atmosphere here. They've decided that this world is theirs without any permission, just doing it, without even informing the people. And, well, let's go to, we're going to go to Dane Wigginton, and he is with the Climate Extension event. Take it away.
It's buffering.
All righty. It's buffering. That means it'll be coming up here any second. Yeah. Okay. Get ready. It's getting closer. It's getting closer.
Again, many factors are past the breaking point. They're likely going to do something much worse soon. There's things they can't hide much longer. And neither side is reporting on that. Not the left, not the right. And these people are the epitome of evil that orchestrate everything they're orchestrating. And the population needs to wake up and stop cooperating with this, because they are. Look how many people lined up for the jab. In spite of all the evidence, I mean, it's beyond shocking. But those in power couldn't do what they do without the population, again, actively or passively supporting it. And that has to change. That's where the start of change occurs.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Hey, with geoengineered winter storm Elliot literally killing people, I wanted to get Dane Wigginton from geoengineeringwatch.org back on to discuss it. Because the Luciferian powers that need to be defeated, well, they're out to defeat us. In fact, they'd like to extinguish all of us if they can get away with it. By the way, that's a good segue to Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack and Z-Flu. Z-Flu is finally here, just in time for flu season. Guys, if you haven't ordered Z-Stack or Z-Flu yet, I'll leave the link below.
Sean, thanks for your continued willingness to address this issue of climate engineering, in this case, winter weather warfare. That's exactly what it is. We realize it's the winter season, and people tend to blow this off as being some sort of normal event. It's anything but. We can prove that with satellite imagery, and people should start to question, Sean, shouldn't they, when it's, for example, the Denver airport went from 51 degrees to 24 degrees below zero in 18 hours. And now they're back up. They're going to be back up pushing the 60s again. These are incredibly unnatural fluctuations, historically unprecedented. In Denver, it's been happening in recent years. We realize that. But climate engineering has been going on for 75 years. So we need to plug that in the equation as well. But these types of 75 degree swings in a matter of hours, that's not nature.
No, it's geoengineering, and it's being made to happen on purpose. And I know you can back that up with some quantifiables, but I just want to set the stage for folks here. So my audience is well aware of what's happening, but we have to wake up the normies. A $1.7 trillion looting bill, that's exactly what it is. And guys, let's say you were in the pocket of the World Economic Forum. Let's say you were in the pocket of the New World Order, as is that Mayor Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. She said it herself. She's pledged her allegiance to the New World Order. If you were in that situation as one of these Demorats or rhinos, perhaps this is what you'd be doing on purpose, right? You know the country's going to collapse by design. You know they want to roll out their one world government. I guess looting the nation is exactly what you do. But there are people in Congress and the Senate, a few at least, who have a problem with it. Listen to this.
Go home and sell your projects. Go home and talk about all the pork you're bringing home. But you're destroying the United States of America. Absolutely destroying this body. The American people did not send us here to do that. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle know that. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle know full well that this body is broken, but do not care.
Why don't they care, guys? Well, Salty Cracker sums it up quite nicely.
They're turning off your power. They're destroying your supply chains. They're destroying your national sovereignty. They're destroying your wealth. They're destroying your children's future. They're destroying your vote. They're destroying your democracy. They're destroying your actual constitutional republic. They're destroying all of us. And that's the whole point.
So, guys, like I said, this is all being done by design. Deep freeze breaks pipes, creates water crisis across the South. I mean, Dane, I'm coming back to you. I've got more to share, by the way, about geoengineering and what's going on in my area specifically. I have some pictures to show. But I tell you what, man, not only is the looting on, the destruction of our very way of life and our civilization is on, and the Democrats and the rhinos, they don't care because they're in on it. And geoengineering is something we have to focus on in 2023, or they're going to bring us to our knees. They're going to be successful in this plan if we don't stop it, Dane.
Certainly, I don't deny the agendas and objectives that are being carried out. I would encourage people to look even further at the wider horizon that the planet's life support systems are tanking, Sean, and this is not a political issue. Climate engineering has been a major core factor in bringing this about, but not the only factor. Again, we've been very bad stewards of the planet overall, but the severity of what's unfolding right now goes far past economic anything. And they are intentionally, in the case of the winter weather warfare and so many other forms, the wildfire scenario that we know is completely connected to climate engineering operations and setting the stage for those fires to burn with such ferocity. But no matter what a person's perspective is, politically or environmentally, these storms are engineered. Winter Storm Elliott, which just occurred, was absolutely engineered. So, Sean, you know how they talk about the Arctic blast, right? This Arctic air. You heard that, right?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
So where did that Arctic air come from? They high-pressure dome the western U.S., and this is hard science. Ionosphere heaters like HARP are capable of creating atmospheric pressure zones. The science is not disputed. They can heat the ionosphere to extraordinarily high temperatures. That creates a pressure dome in the atmosphere that pushes down the lower atmosphere. That creates a high-pressure dome, so they block the rain from the western U.S. High pressure dome spins upper level winds and thus moisture clockwise around that dome. Picture a pulley spinning clockwise, spins all the moisture around that dome. So previously bypassed the west as they were building up to Winter Storm Elliott, pushed that moisture up through Alaska and rotated around that dome as they're chemically nucleating the cloud moisture the entire time. These are patented processes. They see the clouds with chemically ice nucleating elements, endothermic reacting elements, that's energy absorbing elements. This is the same thing. Ski slopes use these type of elements. Sean, people should think about their first aid kit sits on their shelf for 20 years at room temperature. You mix those chemicals, you have ice. That's what's being done on a scale that's unimaginable. So they cool this air mass down. They push parts of it into Canada. It's a surface layer of air. They push that south with the same atmospheric pressure zone manipulation. They then steer moisture from the record warm Gulf of Mexico up toward this. They combine the two and they have a winter storm. And think about this, Sean. Have you heard the meteorologists lately in recent years? They talk about the warm side of the winter storm and the cold side. Have you heard them say that?
No.
Anybody who watches Weather Channel or any other the media, mainstream media presentations, now that is a routine issue that they address. You have a warm side to a winter storm and a cold side. It's meteorologically absurd. And they're simply covering the tracks of the climate engineers as they push this warm moisture up from the record warm Gulf of Mexico, which is the core source of moisture for most of the, quote, winter storms we see now. There's typically an ice storm transition zone between this warm moisture and the actual, quote, snowstorm region as these nucleated materials hit the surface before they set up and freeze. And then beyond that, the process begins to cool down the surface layer and you begin to get these strange looking snowflakes falling. Typically, they can be in many different forms, but they're not the historical snowflake that nature produced. So again, this is absolutely winter weather warfare. Chinese scientists openly announced they were doing this. People can research that. Search Chinese scientists create snowstorm. Fox News covered it. Pop Science, MSNBC, CBS, all of them covered it. And yet people think this is some sort of a fringe discussion, which is really, really perplexing to us.
Well, I want to show pictures from my area in a second, sent to me by a friend named Bree. She lives in my town, and the pictures are startling. But how about this? Climate startup Make Sunsets plan to manipulate weather is horrifying scientists. Guys, they're just mainstreaming the information now. Dane knows all about this. I've talked about this stuff with him. But they want to dim the sun. They want to turn off the heat, literally the sun's heat. They want to bring us to our knees, and they're going to get away with it if they're not stopped. Let me show pictures from my area. I think this is relatively unbelievable. These are
well. Who could think? I'm looking at what you're on having your screen right now, Sean. And I mean, again, that those are shocking images, of which we have from all over the world. Who could think that that is simply some sort of benign emission from a jet aircraft? It's literally covering the entire sky. The background from what you're showing right now is already spread out aerosols, making this hazy layer, but. It's perplexing to us at geoengineeringwatch.org that anyone could think that that is just some sort of benign consequence from air traffic.
Well, again, they're admitting to what they're doing in these mainstream articles. So Make Sunset's founder said the company has already launched reflective particles into the atmosphere, Dane. So they want to dim the sun all in the name of climate change or global warming. Are you kidding me? What a joke. And we know it's a joke. We know they've lied about all the data, the hockey stick data. All of it is a lie. What is it? The IPCC caught in their lies about global warming. Remember Al Gore fear mongering with 20 years ago with a documentary saying, I think at this point, Manhattan should be underwater, according to Al Gore. It's all a lie.
I would agree with you. It's a lie. But in fact, it's far worse than anything Al Gore has stated. And I would encourage people to listen. If I could back up, let's go over this in point for point. And again, I'm no fan of Al Gore or any environmental group or AOC or any of the rest. They're all pushing their own agendas, supporting the very companies they claim to be fighting. But real damage has been done to the planet, not just from climate engineering, but from many sources of human activity. Again, I have forests behind me, Sean, that are gone. They're gone. There's nothing but stumps and weeds left. The entire forest has been cut down. And again, if we go back, Sean, do you remember in the 70s, even at certain points, they said, we don't know why it's not still warming. Maybe we're entering ice age. You've seen that narrative, correct?
Yeah. They flipped their narratives to whatever suits them. Yeah.
But why was that, though? I mean, they started climate engineering immediately after World War II. Temperatures were going straight up from the heat engine of human activity. And they began climate engineering over the poles, and that had a very profound initial effect. The climate science community, of course, didn't know they were doing that. Not that I have any respect for the so-called climate science community that won't admit to climate engineering. But that initial cooling effect, once the negative consequences began to kick in after the 70s, temperatures began to skyrocket again until 1998, warmest year ever recorded. They really doubled down on climate engineering. And they can and are affecting the temperatures. And that's important to remember, Sean. The reason you had me on today was to address this engineered cool down. I think that's the main reason we wanted to focus on. So if I could bring that into the equation, when they do this, when they do what they just did and drop temperatures to extraordinarily lows, very unnatural, they take as many temperature readings as they possibly can. And that skews the temperature data in the opposite direction of what most people want to assume. Most people want to assume that they're skewing the temperature data to make it look warmer, correct? Many people think that, right?
Right.
So what we see is an underreporting of high temperatures. We see it all the time. We take comparison readings around the country. We see an underreporting, not an overreporting. What I'm saying is that the condition of the planet's life support systems are far worse than any official disclosure, far worse. And I'm asking people, what we ask them at geoengineeringwatch.org, whatever your perspective is on the climate, how can we have any legitimate discussion of the state of the climate? How can we have any legitimate conclusion without addressing climate engineering first and foremost? And if they can, in fact, and they are engineering these massive cool downs, it's not just here. Japan is having record snow right now as well. In fact, I think there's several dozen fatalities already. Moscow, same thing. These countries that have air fleets of tankers and resources are chemically nucleating their moisture. That creates the perception of winter, extreme winter weather that people assume is natural when it's not. What do we have coming for the East Coast now after this massive freeze? We have not only an extreme rebound in temperatures, we have record warm temperatures now are scheduled to be in many of these areas. So what I'm stating to people, again, I know that there are agendas being carried out. The carbon credit scenario is nonsense. It's a complete fraud. We have these climate science people showing up in private jets, or these so-called environmentalists showing up in their private jets to the international climate conferences. That's massive hypocrisy, and they are carrying out agendas, but that doesn't mean damage has not been done. And I'm asking people to, again, focus on the fact that we have to expose climate engineering before we can have any legitimate discussion on the climate issue itself. And the whole premise, by the way, for blocking the sun, Sean, as you know, solar radiation management is to deflect some of the sun's incoming thermal energy. That's the stated premise. And we know from the most recent and extensive science study that not only does that not create long-term cooling, it actually worsens the warming of the planet. So why are they doing this? Because it's a weapon. It's a covert weapon of war. They can control food supplies, thus control populations. We now have, as of about 2 weeks ago, more acknowledgement from the science community and airline industry that their aircraft trails are worse than CO2. No surprise for us at geoengineeringwatch.org, as we've always stated, climate engineering operations can create short-term, highly toxic cooldowns like Winter Storm Elliott that we just saw at the cost of an even worse overall warming. So again, I'm only asking that for us at geoengineeringwatch.org, we acknowledge that we have done real damage to the planet, including and especially including climate intervention operations. That's a human activity, right, John?
It is. And as I discussed with you, I think the last time you were on, this tweet resonates with me. Update: 29 straight days of no sun whatsoever in Michigan. Now, I grew up in Wisconsin, as did my friend Marty Leeds, who I've had on many times. And I don't remember when I grew up in Wisconsin, Dane, there being 29 days of weather like this. But now I live in Minnesota, and we see stuff like this too. We'll go 10, 12, 14 days with cloud cover like this, which I'm telling you, man, not only is it depressing, you lose all your access to vitamin D. It's so dystopian, Dane. The whole thing is just so dystopian.
It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. And what you're describing is the hallmark of solar radiation management operations. Again, that name gives the issue much more dignity than it deserves. It's simply weather warfare. What we're seeing right now is, and we're seeing the same conditions here, Sean. I am off the grid, as you know. My home is the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. I have solar, wind, and hydro. That's my background. And I can't produce power now because climate engineering, and think about this paradox, this hypocrisy for the so-called climate science community, the so-called environmental community, pushing climate engineering as if it's not already going on. And the article that you referenced earlier, by the way, of that company that claims to be putting particles in the atmosphere, simply smoke and mirrors. That's all it is. That is designed to make people think they're just beginning to experiment with this, when in reality, it's been going on for 75 years. And when they're talking about putting a few pounds of particles in the atmosphere with this balloon, we have tankers dumping 100 tons of nanoparticles per payload. We have tens of millions of tons of particles being sprayed into our skies annually right now. And they're pretending that they're just going to start experimenting with this as if it's not already going on. Back to the renewable energy situation, or it is not renewable, by the way, as we've discussed in previous broadcasts. It's simply a fossil fuel extension. There's so many downsides to so-called renewable energy that it's certainly not anything close to what it's being pushed as. But global geoengineering operations reduce all three primary forms of alternative energy: solar, wind, and hydro. You just described your skies. So obviously solar energy doesn't produce in those skies, period. You might get 5% of your normal production when you have skies like you just described. It's almost worthless because they're affecting convection with these sprayed canopy covers. That affects wind flow. So now we're seeing a condition called global stilling. There's literally what is scientifically termed wind droughts. And yes, there's horrific winds in some places that are highly sensationalized, but overall, I'm talking about an overall scenario, there are wind droughts, which means the wind turbines, not that they're great anyway, but they're producing even less. And hydropower, Sean, you know, you've heard the stories about Glen Canyon Dam and Hoover Dam, Lake Mead, Lake Powell, how the water, we're almost a Deadpool. You know that, right?
That's right. We talked about that last time.
Mm-hmm. We did. So no hydropower. So again, here we have the same people pushing these forms of energy are also pushing climate engineering, which completely decimates all three forms of this alternative energy. So again, there is more than enough hypocrisy to go around, and the gravity of what's unfolding, and that's what I can't stress enough. Whatever other concerns or causes we are devoting our time to, if you will, if we don't deal with this, all that becomes moot. Climate engineering is destroying the life support systems of the planet.
Alrighty, we are back. And Wendy, are you ready for some lightning rounds?
Did you catch that at the end of that discussion where they're pushing those alternative energy sources, but at the same time they're doing this global engineering to take it away?
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. Everything they do, the idea Mark says to keep people, and they've used this, keep people confused, keep them uncertain, off balance, afraid, and they're easier to control. This is why they're doing this thing about who knows what a woman is, or maybe a little boy is actually a little girl, or a little girl is actually a little boy. This whole idea, we're not supposed to know any of this, see? We're supposed to think that they're just
that's
a bunch
of... that's a form of brainwashing.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what it is. And that's tactics that have been used for years. But anyhow, we got to get going to some of these. You know what? Maybe I'm just going to open the phone lines, take some quick calls. How about that? Let's do that. Phone lines are open. And I'm sure that they're already lined up there to take some calls. So 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment or a quick prayer request, give us a call here. Wanted to hit a couple things before they first come in, Wendy. One is shameless military-industrial complex laughs at America's face as they throw parties for Ukrainian forces. For decades, D.C. politicians have waged war, while military contractors have collected billions in profits. Rarely the symbolic relationship has been displayed in such a flagrant manner. However, Vox reported Saturday that the nation's biggest defense contractors threw a huge celebration in honor of the Ukrainian military. The location... the Ronald Reagan International Trade Center, less than a mile from the White House. The notable attendees at the party were Mark White Rage Milley. Mark Milley, he's the guy that is really, really into drag queens. When not advocating for critical race and critical race theory on the military, he rubs elbows with America's top war profiteers. The attendees laughed at the American people as they partied. The invitation said quite loud, the Ukrainian embassy hosted a reception last week in honor of the 31st anniversary of the country's armed services. Events like this are a part of the social calendar of Washington, Smart said. The hobnobbing diplomats, think tankers and journalists and U.S. officials. Well, you know, President Eisenhower warned us about the industrial military complex. President Kennedy warned us about the military-industrial complex. President Reagan warned us about the military-industrial complex. Alrighty, we're going to take some calls, so let's go to our co-host, Clifford.
Yeah, hi, interesting segment. You know, a woman, and they gave an example of in the snowstorm this week in Buffalo, New York, a younger woman took her car home from work, and it stalled out in the snow, and she froze to death. So that's an example of you can't trust a vehicle when you have extreme weather conditions.
I've got some articles here. There's pictures of people that they've dug out of the snow. They're froze to death. They dug out of the snow. But now here's the thing. I didn't hear anything about that except for when it was right upon us. I did not hear. Now, about a week or two ago, we had a big snowstorm come, and it was on the news. They reported it. But this one here, this latest one, I never heard anything. Did you?
I guess it just, like you said, I mean, here where I am, it dropped. It was 57 in the afternoon. I think it was Monday, and it was like 9 degrees, like a few hours later. You know, that's almost 50 degrees, you know. So, but also with Wendy, I wanted to ask her again to reiterate that thing, those drops you said from Germany. And then on Google Scholar, when you talk, there's a couple of things that were interesting relating to glaucoma. There's articles showing that L-arginine hits the main drainage system, which the drops they give people for that, the drugs they give do not. It only hits the secondary drainage system, and there's no side effects to L-arginine. So if you look up L-arginine on Google Scholar, another thing was that the L-carnosine, that's carnosine, which is a dipeptide discovered by Russians going back to last century. There's articles in that showing that it enhances or helps the nerve conduction in the retinal nerves. So that's the second one. And the third thing is, also in Google Scholar, you can look this up, the amino acid taurine actually can repair optic nerve damage. But I just want to ask you about those drops from Germany, if you could reiterate.
The Cinemira drops?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, right.
The Cinemira monomia plant is actually indigenous to the arid parts of the United States. And we used to harvest it and make eye drops in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And those drops are actually in the physician's pharmacopoeia. In the physician's desk reference, but after the 40s, it was removed, and we quit making those drops for cataracts and macular issues and things. So, but the folks in Germany and in parts of Europe love the stuff, and they use it there as a prevention. The key to a lot of those drops is to make sure they don't have some of those preservatives that are really not recommended for your cornea. There is a company called Natural Ophthalmalix that makes the Cinemira drops with their preservative free, and you can buy those online.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy. Okay. All
thanks
right.
Thanks for calling. Happy New Year. Okay, let's go to Dane. Dane, you're in the air.
Hello, sir. Man,
hello.
Y'all are so interesting. I listen to y'all all the time. I tried to get a hold of Wendy. In fact, today I tried to get a hold of her, and we missed each other. She did call me back last week. I was at work. I missed the call, and I hated it. But what I want to talk about, Wendy, man, y'all are really interesting. When I retired from the military, I used to think, how in the world are two-thirds of mankind going to die? How is all of this stuff going to happen? Even with all the weaponry we had, it was something you couldn't wrap your mind around. But you know what? I think I'm beginning to understand it now. This is how they're going to do this. This is going to be orchestrated. I was talking with someone today who had a couple of guys in the Marines who had taken the shots. There's something that I believe Wendy's company sells that you can, it's a paste you put on the shot area, and it draws it out and keeps your blood from coagulating because of this cobra venom. And one guy took it, some of them took it, and they lived past this shot. The other one that didn't died, and I told the guy, I said, he probably died during exercise because that's when it's killing these young people. This is just amazing. And, Wendy, I'm going to continue to call your company until I get a hold of you. There's a lot of things I want to ask you.
Yeah, best time is between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The rest of the times I'm in and out a bit.
Well, I'm going to jump out on a limb here, and if somebody's listening that knows me, that's just too bad, but the reason they retired me, they forced me to retire from the military. I had a brain injury in Afghanistan. They took out about It's a large portion of my right brain lobe, and I suffered 3 strokes because of the loss of blood. They didn't expect me to walk or talk, but you know what? They don't know the God I serve, and they don't understand how natural homeopathic things can – lion's mane mushrooms, I take extensive amounts of that, and I take some other things. I think it come from your program. I Googled this stuff and found it and bought it. But those are some of the things I want to discuss with you. But my gosh, y'all are interesting.
Okay. Well, just give me a call anytime.
I will. Already. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year. Okay, let's go back to Texas with Cody. Cody, you're in the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I just wanted to, first I wanted to thank you for bringing to light all of these different things happening around the world. You know, it's getting me up to speed since I don't really trust the news anymore. But I do want to give a word of encouragement. You know, things are going down a dark road in this world, and we all understand that. But just for anyone listening, and I feel like there's never enough encouragement, God is always in control. This earth is not our home to stay. This is just a temporary stay. The life is a vapor. And putting our trust in Jesus Christ is the only surefire way that we have life and life more abundantly, and to be secured in ourselves, you know, not just with material things that we can possess in this world, but eternal joy with our Father. So I just wanted to encourage everyone listening and you all as well. And thank you.
Amen to that.
Thank you for the encouragement. And that's what I had said earlier. I've been getting such encouraging letters from the people out there. And they realize, look, this is our time. God has raised us up for such a time as this right now. This is no time to worry. This is the time that we run. We run to this battle, and we give it everything we have. And because I'm going to tell you, all of the signs, everywhere we look, the signs are very clear. It's the Lord will. His imminent return is very soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And again, thank you for all that you do, bringing me up to speed. And God bless you and your ministry.
All right. Thank you, and Happy New Year. Who do we have next there?
We got Connie.
Let's just go with Connie. Connie, you're in the air.
Hi, Wendy. You were talking earlier about the female herbs. I'm like 10 or 15 years past menopause, never had a problem. God has blessed me with health. But now at 65, after my husband died, I have my muscles are shrinking and my hair is getting thin. I used to have really thick hair. Are any of those herbs, would they help me?
Sounds like collagen. I would use plant-based. Personally, I can't give medical advice, but I would use plant-based calcium for those issues. That's what I would be doing. Because calcium isn't just for bones. It's for muscles, all your connective tissues, collagen in your skin. Your immune system uses calcium. But for the body to utilize calcium, it has to have boron and magnesium with it. So when you look at your plants that have a calcium profile, they have always the same chemistry. 2 parts calcium, 1 part boron, 1 part magnesium, and it's there for a reason. If you look at cow's milk, it doesn't have that chemistry, and people still have osteoporosis and all kinds of things. So I would reach out to the plant-based calcium. That's what I would be doing.
You know, I'm taking a lot of that stuff, so maybe I just need more time. How long does it take before you see results? I'm 64.
Well, if it's plant-based and not an isolated calcium, because isolated stuff is changed chemistry-wise, it's different, so it may not work effectively. So I'm a big whole food proponent, so I like to trust God's chemistry. And so it, usually rule of thumb on your natural therapies, though, is within 4 months.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty. Who do we have there next?
We just got Hal.
Okay, let's go to, let's see what Pastor Hal's called, and he wants to, he wants his picture in the catalog too. When you just tell him, no. Tell him no. All right.
Okay.
Hey Hal.
Yeah.
She wants to make people well, not sick, huh?
Yeah. Right.
I was
going to ask you, Wendy, I'm glad you mentioned tannic acid, because I've always been a big coffee drinker, and my leg calves are swelled up so tight that sometimes it feels like the skin is going to break on them, and so I'm going to be off coffee immediately. But how about green tea? I've always heard that green tea has tannic acid, but I think you mentioned black tea, but I didn't hear anything about green tea. And then one other thing was tomatoes. Half the health website tells you how good tomatoes are for you, and then the other half says stay away from tomatoes. What's your take on that?
Well, on the tomatoes, they're from the nightshade family, and some people have very high sensitivities to them, so it would depend on the individual. With regards to what you were talking about with the tannic acid, the green teas do have, you know, caffeine in them, and the caffeine is something also to think about, especially for eye health, because caffeine constricts, and you've got that very fragile blood flow delivery to the eye. So remember, blood brings in oxygen and nutrition and then takes away debris. So if you constrict it, then this is a problem. Breath of a human hair is the delivery vehicle for your blood flow to your eyes, so it's very small. So your green tea does have caffeine, so I'd probably avoid that too.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Good stuff, Wendy.
That is? Okay. Well,
I have
common sense to me. It just seems like common sense to me, but I've been doing it so long, it feels like common sense maybe.
I have one cup of coffee a day. That's in the morning. I have one cup. Some guys I don't like to hang around coffee shops. And then at night, normally at this time at night, I've got a cup of green tea. I drink green tea normally at night. And it's very strong green tea. I mean, very, very strong. So you're telling me, because I've always...
A lot of people drink the green tea because, you know, of the antioxidants in it, which it does have. But it also has that caffeine. And, you know, there's some people that can't even tolerate one cup of caffeine a week, Pastor. They're real sensitive to it.
No kidding. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. All righty. Who do we... Stay there, Hal. Stay there, Hal. Who do we have next?
Nobody else. Give up the number.
Okay. The number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. This is very unusual that the lines are all lit up. Normally they are at this time. I wanted to... I wanted to hit a couple things real fast here. One is this. Donald Trump says Democrats must have something really big on Mitch McConnell. Donald Trump is not backing down. Trump blasted Mitch McConnell for helping Democrats pass the horrendous omnibus bill. Trump said Democrats must have something really big on Mitch McConnell for him to help push this bill through. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible bill. And yes, they must really have something on him. The Marxist Democrats must have something really big on Mitch McConnell in order to get him and some of his friendly. We named the 18 rhinos the 18 rhinos that betrayed us. His friendly Republican senators to pass this horrendous, horrendous omnibus bill. All Democrats, all the way, ominous. There you go. I'll just stop there. Yes, ma'am.
Did I hear Trump, when he announced in November his run, did I hear him say that he was going to introduce term limits to Congress?
I think he did mention something like that, that would be a good idea, that they
right.
have people, yeah.
That
I mean,
would be a good, because if you get rid of the career politicians, you know, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I do too, especially the rhinos and of course, the communist. All righty, I'm sorry. Who did you say we had?
Anita,
you are in the air.
Hi, Pastor. How are you? Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to let you know, if you want to keep those antioxidants and get rid of the caffeine, instead of green tea, you can move over to white tea. That's less caffeine. But if you don't want any caffeine, go to the red Ryobi tea. No caffeine, but lots of antioxidants.
Hmm.
Right, Wendy?
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, then. If we do go to the white tea, is that racist? Because
what about red? What about red tea? Is that from China? Ha ha.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. It's just a little joke.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Because I heard Buttigieg talking about a number of the bridges that we have in this country are racist bridges and racist overpass. But see, how do you know if you're on a racist bridge or a racist overpass? We just have to just worry every time we cross a bridge. Do we have to worry that we might be on a racist bridge? He didn't tell us how we would know that. So exactly. you don't know how we would know. We can tell, do you?
No. Okay. Do you?
I mean, can you imagine? This guy is in charge of the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's in charge of the transportation because they needed a sodomite. They needed a sodomite, and he was the sodomite that they chose. Unbelievable.
Well, what about daylight savings time? Here in Florida, they're trying to say that they want to get rid of it because the black folks and the Hispanic folks believe it's racist. They tend to be more affected by the changes of our timing, and it affects their immune system. So they want us to not have any more changes in our clock time, you know, with the daylight savings time.
Wow. Who would have ever thought, right?
So it won't be racist anymore.
Didn't Congress submit a bill to get rid of that, but it wasn't passed? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. Do you know, Pastor Ernie?
You know what?
Last spring, I think they introduced a bill, but I don't know if it passed.
I believe you're right. I believe you're right, yeah. I know they did change up the times when we would go from daylight savings to whatever. But anyhow, I know that the dates have changed, but see, that's one of the reasons, like in Arizona doesn't have a change. They stay the same. And do you know what that does? It messes up radio stations. It messes up radio stations because when you come on, I'm on at certain times in certain places all across the country. And because of that, it doesn't work very well in Arizona. It's a long story. So because they changed the times. But then you couldn't do that with Arizona. It would stay the same. Would mess up the other stations or the other people on the station if I had to change my times. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So
one other question. Do you think Southwest Airlines will go out of business?
I don't know. They're, you know, they may be one of those where they're too big to fail. And Joey would just print up some more money and throw it at them. You know,
you think? I thought he sent too much over to Ukraine.
No. All you have to do is print more.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just keep printing more and make the inflation go sky high, right?
Yeah, but you're not supposed to know that, see? Remember this. And you can...
What?
You can always, and you can trust this, the border is secure.
You can always take that to the bank, right?
Right. Now, who are you going to believe? NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, NPR?
I'm going to believe Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Bill always used to say, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right?
That's right.
And so we look at that, and I've seen all of those hundreds, 5 million people have come through. And I say to myself, it's so good to know the border's secure.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and here...
And did you hear how they gave all those wonderful Red Cross blankets to the illegals? And why don't they help the homeless Americans in the United States?
Yeah. Well, not only that, they gave them health care. They give them free health care and all those other things, okay? Mm-hmm. The idea is, listen, remember where this came from. Come election, we need more voter fraud. So we want, come November, we need more voter fraud. But here's the main thing. The main thing is Joe Biden, and I've said this, and I'll say it every night if I can, the Biden crime family, the Biden crime family is in charge of keeping the border open to bring in for the drug cartels to work in hand with the drug cartels. They, to bring in as much fentanyl and illegal drugs, and they're working hand in hand too. Biden is responsible to keep a big supply of young children coming into this country to make sure he meets the demands of his pedophile friends out there, his fellow pedophiles. That's what is happening. That's reality. And guess what? Not only do people know that, but even on Fox News now, they're starting to say that. They're not saying it directly as I'm saying it, but they're saying it, just not directly like I do.
Well, also to destroy our future generations, so we won't have any leaders to protect this country, and we won't have any future, and we won't have an America, and they're just wanting to destroy us and kill us any which way they can.
Well, yeah,
I hope that Americans won't settle for that. We need to stand up and fight back.
That's exactly right. That's what you got to do. You got to be ready to stand and fight. And we have to come in a couple of weeks on January 3rd, when the Republicans take over Congress, we got to put the fire to their feet. And
amen.
We don't, no rhinos. We want no, you're either going to be with us or you're against us. I don't care if you got an R behind your name. No rhinos.
And we need to support the Brunson brothers January 6th. And we've got to support Mike Lindell and Elon Musk and Carrie Lake and all these wonderful Americans that are really fighting for this country. We all need to stand up, and there has to be a revolution.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we've had a position in this ministry for 50 years, no compromise period.
Amen.
We've had a saying, we've done so much with so little for so long, we can do almost anything with nothing. And that's what we've been doing. There's no quit in this ministry. We're going to fight until the Lord takes us out of here.
Yeah,
well, even though I'm from Ohio, I'm down here. My heart is down here in Florida trying to, preach all about Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And for us to stand up for our rights as American citizens and stop letting them walk all over us.
What are you doing in Florida? Did you run out like a little sissy because of the snow?
I have a hard time with the cold, or otherwise I'd be back up there. I miss Ohio. I really miss Ohio.
Yeah, I don't miss the snow, I can tell you that. All right. Well, when you get back up, come and see us.
All right. All right. Take care, Wendy. Love you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Merry, bye-bye. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year, y'all. All
right.
Pastor, I have a saying, too. You say no compromise. I have a saying, no is a complete sentence.
Hey.
Just say no.
Just say no. That's right. Mm-hmm. We never use their language, their terminology. I never do that. And
right.
So anyhow, how much time do I have there?
Five.
Well, hey, Hal, are you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on, man. You're on. You got 5 minutes.
Four
minutes now. So you better hurry. Time's flying.
Yeah, I know. Time's flying. Like you said, everything is getting so bad that people are praying for the Lord to come back that, never wanted to see it because of their carnal nature. Now they're just, but the thing is, it's going to get worse. And you better give your heart and soul to Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the only escape you got out of here. And it means going to Calvary and being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, letting the Lord know that, and asking him to come into your heart and give you the payment he paid for you on that cross. John 3:3 said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That means you giving your heart to Jesus and God's Holy Spirit coming in and giving you a spiritual birth into God's family. Salvation is a free gift. You can't get it by your good works or church membership. You go there admitting to God that without Jesus in our hearts, we're just a bunch of dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinners on our road to hell. And you don't want to end up in hell with Biden and the deep state and all the animals in human bodies, the subhumans. Those are the real subhumans, the people that can do things to children like they do and push drugs and kill babies. And that is really the subhuman, the people pushing that stuff. But the thing is, Jesus loves you. God loves you, and he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. The only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus. And that takes place the moment you go to Calvary. God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind, through your heart right now. God knows there's not one thing you can do to wash away one sin so you can go to heaven. But the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away all your sins. Come to Jesus right now. He hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your heart right now. Let's say a prayer together right now, but you're praying it directly to yourself, Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess it to you that without you, I'm just a lost sinner on my road to hell. I repent of my sins, and I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart and give to me the payment you paid in my place in full at Calvary, God. Come into my heart and give to me that payment. Give me eternal life. Lord, you said I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you right now with all my heart, mind, and soul, asking you to save me. Be my Savior. I reject any other means of salvation that's out there. I want to receive you as my Savior. Come in and wash me in your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
I want to remind you folks out there, you can get, for Wendy's catalog, you can go to thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. The phone number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Tell us about your sale again, Wendy.
Sure. You can save 30% on orders of $65 or more now through the first of the year. Use coupon code XMAS22. You can use that online, over the phone, or on your order form.
There you go, folks. I would definitely stock up, if I were you, on natural medicines. Have them on hand, the ones that God gave us. And so there you go. Want to remind you all, too, tomorrow we have our prayer meeting at Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 9 a.m. For those of us that really believe in prayer, we meet there. There's a small group of us. We're dedicated prayer warriors, and we're there no matter what, rain, snow, sleet. We're there because we really do believe. And all of you folks, I want to thank you again for all of those nice letters that you, they're very, very encouraging letters. And believe me, in this ministry, we do need encouragement at times, because it seems like, you know, I just had somebody call me yesterday. I was in the office. In fact, I had two calls and said, you know, Pastor, they're always trying to take you down here. And, you know, I know that. I know that. But it's, but by God's grace, we're still here. After all these years, we're still here. So, again, thank you, all of you, for your support, for all of that generous support. Thank you again for your prayers and those wonderful, encouraging letters. Well, we're out of time, so get ready. Until tomorrow, we want to say good night, God bless, and always, always, always
keep
fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.